Lamala mutay ksafim and lamala mutay praydis. This is the Yikah Rosh for. Says the extra one of Yikah, that teaches has to be something that you have a bracha from. So one holds lafuke money, and one holds lafuke praydis mules, that's no good. Tana Rabban, well, like this. The end of the pasuk says, Ashe berachcha Hashem lakecha. That you're supposed to give a present to Yevet Ivri. The pasuk ends off why? Ashe berachcha Hashem lakecha. Masha, because Hashem gave you a bracha through this Yevet Ivri. Gemara says, if so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Nizvorech bayis bigloloi manikimloi. Let's see. If the master had a bracha because the Eved Ivri was there, then I can understand, then there's a mitzvah that when the Eved Ivri goes out free after 6 years, the master has to give him these presents. But maybe loy nizvorech bayis bigloloi, if the master did not have a bracha in his house during these 6 years, maybe ain't manikimloi, maybe then you would not have to give a present to your Eved Ivri when he goes out free. On this time, the pasuk says, "Hanik tanik mikom akim." That's what we hold halacha. That no matter what happened to you when you had him, but the ma'aser now when he goes out free, you have to give him these presents. In Cain, if so, ma tamalei ma'ashem bracha. What does the pasuk have to say? Hashem bracha that you received the bracha. That there it says, "Akil lufi bracha tein loy." Saka depending upon how much of a bracha you receive from the Eved Ivri, that's how much HaKaras HaTayv you have to have, and how much of a present you have to give him back. So even though there's a schum, the Rashi is a kol lefi bracha, and there's baruch habayis v'shviloi, harbe toisav al hanika, v'yimlav le'tivchas minakosav. In other words, the Torah, these presents, the Torah says, this is the least amount you can give him. But if you had a bracha, you received things while he was there, then there's a mitzvah for you to give him even more. Give him even more than what the pasuk says. But less than this you can't do. But true, if you receive the bracha because of Yevet Ivri, you should give him more, a bigger present when he leaves. All right, turn over. So this is one man the Yoma. Rebbe Lezer ben Azai Yoy Meno, he holds Taka Dvorim Kichsovim. The Pesuk in the Pesuk says what it means. That Nizborech Bayis Bigloloi Manikim Loi. If the master had received the bracha these past 6 years when the Eved was there by him, then he's supposed to give him their presents. But loynis baruch bayis bigloloi, if throughout his last 6 years the master did not have any special brachas because of the Eved Ivri, then ain't manikim loy. Then there's no mitzvah for the master to give him a present. In came, if so, according to Rebbe Lezer and Ben Azariah, ma tam loy ma hanik tanik, what's this double lotion of hanik tanik? According to you, it's not bimarva any time. You only have to give the present when you really receive brachas. Says, so what's this double lashon? So Gemara says, according to him, I tell you, Dibra Torah Kloshim B'nei Adam. The Torah talks the way people talk. That's a normal way of talking sometimes. It's not a kasha why the Torah said this. It's not like, in other words, it's not called an extra word. Sometimes that's the derech, that's the way to talk. Sometimes if it's not extra, we ask the question. The Torah doesn't say extra words. But here we say, according to him, that's the way the Torah writes. That's called Dibra Torah Kloshim B'nei Adam. Turn around, buddy. Learn to the price like this. Eved Ivri Oivet Es HaBen V'Eina Oivet Es HaBas. Eved Ivri we have before is supposed to work for 6 years. Let's say after 4 years the master dies. So Locher is the son of the master Yarshan, the Eved. He still has to work for him for another 2 years. But he does not work for the Bas. Eina Oivet Es HaBas. If there's no son, he does not have to work for the daughter. Omavriya, what about a master that owns an Omavriya Jewish maid? Eino Ivedes Loyasa Bem Loyasabas. Here, if the master dies, we have before she goes out free. If a master dies, she does not have to work, neither for the son and not for his daughter. Now, Harnirza, what about an Eved Ivri that worked already 6 years and then became a Nirza? Or else, via Nimka Loyavikachovim, let's say a Jew that sold himself to be an Eved by a guy, Eino Ivid Loyasa Bem Loyasabas. They also have the locha when their master dies, they go out free. They don't have to work for the son or for the daughter. These are the lochas of Yerusha by Eved Ivri. So, Amar, what did we just say? Eved Ivri, a regular Eved Ivri, a man in Eved Ivri, Oved Es HaBen. Again, he has to work for 6 years. And in the middle of the 6 years, the master dies. So that if he left over a son, the son yashins this Eved Ivri, and he has to continue working until the end of the 6 years. But we ain't Oved Es HaBas. But if the master died and did not have any sons, only had daughters, the daughters did not take over the Eved Ivri. How do we know this? Usually the Din Yerusha is when there's only daughters, so the daughters yashin midiraisa. How come over here telling me now the daughters don't yashin? Why not? Why doesn't the daughter Yashem never divri? Samara says, the Tanur Rabban went like this. The Pasuk says, V'yavodcha sheishonim. He has to work for you for 6 years. V'yavodcha sheishonim. So with Ashen, it says, V'yavodcha, Mashmi works for you. So with Ashen, l'cho, v'lo l'yerush. He only works for you, and not for a yerush. Atoim, you're telling me now, l'cho, v'lo l'yerush. This Pasuk that says, Ki yimocher l'cho achicha, ho'ivri, O Yavriya V'yavod Cho. It says V'yavod Cho, he has to work for you. So tell me now, it only means for you. But if you die, your Yorshim don't take over. O Yehna, maybe not like that. Ela L'cho V'lo El Ben. Maybe it means even to say, not even the Ben could Yashin. Whereas Yorish means vice versa, brother. If the master that died, if there's no sons, if the brother Yashins, the brother can't work. But how do you know to say even if he left over a son? So that we say no, Kishuayim, when the Pasuk says, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, Mashma the seven Ivri has to work for 6 years. Sahare le ben Omar. Like there's a Rebu here to say that he has to work for 6 years. Mashma, even if the master dies, still he has to continue working another to be finished the 6 years. So after that V, one person is saying that when the master dies, he doesn't have to work. So we have to say when his master left over his son, only to the son does the Evid Ivri continue working. But if the master did not leave over his son, there's only a daughter, or else the master has a brother alive, they do not take over the seven ivri. Samara says, if so, Amani Mikhaim, what do with the Pasik? V'yavodcha sheshonim, you have to work only for the master, not for anybody else. L'chov l'er l'yerush. They say, not to a yerush means the daughter or the brother. Samara says, now, Marayis, how do you know this? The rabbi says, Aben, holoitzi esach, how do you know to say that if the master left over his son, the son does yashin the seven ivri? But if he just left over a brother, the brother or else the daughter, they do not yashin. Why? So Mar says, Marban Yesaben, I'll tell you, Ben is much stronger. If the master left over his own son, the son takes over the seven ivri until he finishes the 6 year. Why? She can come taft of Obav Liyida. There's a special halacha. We know when you buy an Omav Riyah, the master has a special right to marry him, to marry her. And the Pasuk says, if the father doesn't want to, then the son could also marry her. So you see, the son has special rights, takes over the rights of the father. When the father dies, the son takes over the stayachuza. That's why a son is more in the place of his father. Therefore, the pasuk that says there is a Yerusha by Neved Ivri goes upon the son. Adarav, maybe the opposite way. Mar ben yesach. Maybe I should say the brother should yashin stronger. You know why? She can come tachtov, tachas ochiv liyibam. We know by Mrs. Yibam, when one brother dies, the other brother takes over very strongly. And he has to make the Yibam. So you see, your brother is very strong in Yerusha. Samara says, no, the svar is, Klum yesh Yibam elabamachim shein ben. Yibam only starts when they have no children. But hoyesh ben, if the first ones had children, same Yibam as no Mrs. Yibam. Savada ben is a bigger yichus than the brother is. Samara says, elataima diikar pircha. Like, what are you telling me now? Why the son gets it? Because he has this pircha from Yibum. For the Gemara Lavach, even without this pircha of Yibum. Ach Odif. Holav Hochi. Ach Odif, without this pircha of Yibum. You would have said the brother is stronger than the son. Why? For typically the Hochi Tartiv Hochi Chodah. Even if you wouldn't have this pircha by Yibum. Let's say true, by Yibum is a proof that the brother is very strong. But that's only one case. By the son, we already brought down two cases that he's stronger. He's stronger by the mitzvah yud and by achuzas karka. So he has two over one. He should win anyway. Like, why do we have to slug up the svara of Yibam? So more so, the parrot is because stay achuzanami. How do we know who yashin to stay achuza? Really, there also is a tzad to say a brother should take it over. And the only reason why they say the son takes it over, my high pircha hudaka nafkalei. But only from this pircha. Now, without this pircha of Yibum, I would have said that the brother makes Yibum, and who within a brother takes over the Steyachuzah. So therefore, I have to slug up and say, Yibum is no Raya, the brother is stronger than the son. Because the opposite, when there's a son there, there's no Mrs. Yibum. So I need this pircha, therefore I say Steyachuzah goes to the son, and that's why now I say also, that who Yashin, the Eved Ivri, that's the son. And again, Pirchu the Konafgalei, Letana, because Klum Yesh Yibam Elabamokim Shein Ben. Like he wants to say a Svar by Steyachuza. Maybe the brother should Yashin it. Why? Because he has a Mitzvah Yibam. They're also, we slug up and say, no, Yibam is no proof. Because Yibam is only when there's no son. But when you have a son, the son is stronger. Then the Mishnah says, this last verse, Omavriya, the last verse was, Eina vedas lesa ben lesa bas. On Omavriya, when a master dies, goes out free. Minon amili, Omarebi podo di Yomakro, the Yafli Yamoscha tasakein. Also, for Yamoscha, you should also do this. Hakesha akosav lanirza. Come teach us that an Omavriya is just like an Eved of a nirza. That means, even though there's no nirza by an Omavriya, but here the Hekeshis, he had the same halachas. Ma nirza, just like an Eved Ivri that has already nirza. Einu oivu leesu ben leesu bas, he goes out free when his master dies then. Afo mavri also, einu averis, einu avedis, leesu ben leesu bas. That the mavri also goes out free when the master dies. For the Gemara of Ahayli Amoscha Sasa Kein, after it says the mavri, you also do this. Lochu di yosa, is it coming for this halacha to teach us that the Yerusha, there's no din Yerusha on it, goes out free. Homi burda likratanya, we need it like what we learned. The Yafli Amoscha Sasa came, that this is the Pasha of Hanok over here. So we come to Dashing Lahanokah to teach us that when an Omer Ria goes out free, you also have to give her presents. Atwaima Lahanakah Ena Laritsiya, maybe the Hekish is Mamisha, there's a mitzvah Ritsiya. You could do a Ritsiya by an Omer Ria. That no, Kishuim, when the Pasuk says in Shemais, Vimoma Yomer Evit, when the Evit says a Hafiyas Adoinim. Mashma v'lo yom of Riyah, but an om of Riyah cannot become a nirza. Hare ritzi omer, that's teaching us that an om of Riyah cannot have a din nirza. If so, amani mekayim v'yafli amoscha sasakein, what is the first teaching us after the parasha of ritziyah, also by amoscha, also the same way? So that's the mean lahanik, to teach us that there's a mitzvah to give a presence also. So Mora says, true, we learn out both. And kein nichtav kroli amoscha, kein. Ma tasa, what's the extra word? Tasa, shamat minotarti. That both halachas apply. That she gets present when she goes out free, and also by an Om Avriya, when her master dies, she goes out free, just like an Eved that was a Nirza, also goes out free. Then it says, Ha Nirza v'niklu evi kechavim, also, Einu oivu leesu ben leesu bas. If you're an Eved that's a Nirza, after 6 years, you had years passed, because she was sold to a guy, when they die, you go free. Nirza d'chsev v'ruot sadoine v'es ozne v'matzeya, v'yavodoy li'olam. Says v'yavodoy, mashmi, you have to work for him. For lo yasabem v'yasabas, but not for the Yerusha, not for the son or for the daughter, you don't have to work. Next pasuk v'yavodoy, you only work for your master. Nimkul evet chavim inayim, ha-mechisko makro, v'chishivim kaneyu. For lo yim yosha kaneyu. It's only a question of buying him back from the original guy, but not from his yosha. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Yud Zayin and Mabez in the bottom. The first, holding by the third from the big loins. Smor says, Ha nirtzav yanim kolevi kechovim, einu oivid lo yasa ben lo yasa bas. And ever there was a nirtza, or else he was sold to a goy, so he doesn't have to work, einu oivid lo yasa ben lo yasa bas. That if the master dies, there's no din Yerusha. So where it says nirtza, how do we know by nirtza this halach applies? Tichtiv the pasuk says v'rotza adoyna ves ozne b'matzaya v'yavo doy li'olam. So with Hashem v'yavo doy, he has to work for the master v'lo yasabem v'esabas, but he does not have to work for the children. In the case where the master dies, there is no halach of Yerusha by an Eved Ivri, which is a nirtza. He has to work for 6 years, then he became the nirtza. He goes out when the master dies. Nimka le'evik chovim inayin. How do we know the same case where a Jew sold himself to a goy to be an eved? Omachiska, the pasuk says. Omachiska says. Omachro, the pasuk says. V'chishev im kineyu. When you want to buy him back off the goy, it says v'chishev. You have to make up with the one that bought him with the goy himself. So we darshin v'loyim yorsha kineyu, and not with his yorshim. In other words, when the goy dies, automatically the Eved goes out free, the Eved does not have to work to his children. Omar Rava says, Devat Torah Midiraisa, Oive Kechovim Yerush Esoviv. Yishno a Goy, Yashins his father. When the father, the Goy, dies, his son, the Goy, Yashins him Midiraisa. Shinema the Pasuk says here, V'chishuvim Kineya, we need a special Pasuk to say that when the Goy dies, his son does not Yashin this Eved. V'loyim Yerush Kineya. Mechlaf, here's a proof though, the Yisla Yorshim, that there are Yorshim. Just here the Torah is Mamayit, it says when the master dies, when the guy dies, the Eved Ivri goes out free. But otherwise there would have been a Din Yerusha. Ger esoy v'kechavim eino midivrei Torah. In other words, a son that became a ger, when his father, the guy, dies, that does his ger now, yash, and his father, it's only midirabonin. Eino midivrei Torah, eino midivrei Seferim. That's not, we learn it like this, because really when the kid becomes a Jew, it's like ger kakot and shanela dummy, so he's not anymore like the son of the guy, and therefore midiraisi does not yash in his father anymore. That's not, we learn it like this. Ger v'yobli kechovim shiyoshu esaviyim. The guy, the father died, and he had two children. One son became a ger, and one son remained a guy. So now these two children, when they go to yash in the father, is oivik ger v'kechovim shiyoshu esaviyim. Or else oivik esaviyim oivik kechovim, that they both come to yash and their father that was a guy. So Ger, the one that's a Jew now, the son that's a Jew, Yochel Leimek can say to his brother, Leimek Kachovim, to his brother, the guy, Teilat Avodas Kachovim, you take for the Yerusha the statues, the Avodah Zorah that our father had, Vani Moyes, now take the money better. Or else, Teilat to Yayin Nesach, you take the Yayin Nesach, the Tosa, but no, I can't enjoy that, Vani Peris, and I'll take Peris. But it says, Mishabor, the Rishos Ger, but let's say the ger bought already or owns this guy, the Avodah Zorah, or the Yayin Nesach, then it's Asur. Then you can't exchange it. Because then it's considered the exchange of an Avodah Zorah of Yayin Nesach, that's Asur. Now, if you'll tell me, the Yeraisom, that the Locher is a ger, Yashin's his father, that's a guy mid Yeraisom, if so, Kiloi boy, you the Rishusoi. Even before this ger received the Avodah Zorah or the Yayin Nesach in his Rishus. Now, still it should be, Kishokel, when, in other words, when the father died, since both of them have the right to Yashin the father, the ger and the guy, if they make an exchange now that the ger should tell the guy, you take the Avodah Zorah and I'll take the money, it should also be considered Chelufei Avodah Kechavimu. It should be considered an exchange for the Avodah Zorah, the Kishokel. Of course, if you hold it, both Yash and Midiraisa, so they both have an equal right to get that Avodah Zorah. So when I exchange with you and tell you, listen, let me take the money instead, it's like I'm selling you the Avodah Zorah and I'm taking the money instead. So the money should be also for the ger. Ella, so since we say no, that the ger, the Jewish son, has the right to say, you take the Avodah Zorah and I'll keep the money, Mashma Midiraisa, there's no Din Yerush over here. Midiraisa, this ger does not Yash and his father. Elim midrabbanan, Sony midrabbanan, the rabbanan said, Gzeru the Avod Rabbanan, Shemiyachsel Esuroi. The rabbanan made a Gzeru to say that the Ger, the son, should also have a Yerusha in the father, because if we leave with the way it is midiraisa, we're afraid maybe this Ger will change now and become back to like, act like a guy again. Like we'll get disgusted and say, look, I'm losing out now. Since I became a Jew, I don't Yashu my father anymore. The Rabbanan did not want that to happen. Therefore, Midir Rabbanan would say, he also yashins. But Midir Raisa, though, if one son became a ger, he does not yashin his father anymore. Tanya Nami Yochim, we learn like this also. The Ned of Oramamurim, when was it said, Kishe Yoshu, only when they yashin, Avu Kishin Ishtatfu Asa. But if they came a shutta first, if the ger and his brother, the guy, became shutfim first, then they can't make the exchange. So you see clearly that before they became shutfim, just the Torah to Yerusha, the ger really does not yashin midiraisa. Now, oivei kechavim es hager, v'ger es hager, ein aloi midivrei Torah, v'loi midivrei seifim. That in other words, let's say the father became a ger, but the son did not, the son is still a guy. So in such a case, the son, the guy, does not yashin his father when the father dies. That's called oivei kechavim es hager, or else v'ger es hager. Let's say when the father became a ger, his son also became a ger with him. And then the father dies, so his son now does not yashin him, not midiraisa, not midrabbanan. That's not we learned. Lova mois min ager shin es gairu. Bon avimoi. If you borrowed money from a ger, that both him and his sons were megayu, so locher is lo yachsa labonuf. That if the father dies, you do not have to pay the money back to the son. So you see clearly the son does not yashin his father. And if you do return it to the son, the locher is ein ruach hachamim noicha himenu. The chachamim are not happy with what you did. In other words, you didn't have to do it. They don't thank you for doing it. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learn not like that. For Tanya, we learned that ruach hachamim noicha himenu. No, the chachamim do agree, do acknowledge, that I do thank you for doing it. It's something good. The first case is where the kid was born completely when the father was still a guy. In such a case, there's no din Yerusha, and therefore you're not supposed to pay the son at all.